Is the mainstream media biased? Well, that's a crazy question to ask. We're going to talk right now with Dan Gaynor of the Media Research Council. It is amazing. Media Research Center. It's amazing how much the mainstream media influenced the recent election. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Dan Gaynor is the vice president of Media Research Center's Tech Watch Business and Culture, and a very influential writer and so forth. So, Dan, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, it's absolutely a pleasure on my part as well.
Okay. One of the things that the Media Research Center has been showing recently, for example, I saw a column from your boss, Brent Bozell III, where he was saying that, in effect, the media had a sin of omission, where they were not letting people know about some of the scandals involving the Biden family that were very relevant for voters to know before they went in and cast their ballot. Tell us about that.
Well, what we did, we engaged McLaughlin and Associates to poll Biden voters, and we ran 8 topics by them and asked them if they knew about them and whether it would have affected their vote. We picked 3 topics that basically made Biden look bad and 5 topics that made Trump look good. All of them are factual. All of them are stories that were suppressed by the news media. The first is the most obvious one. I mean, is the Hunter Biden scandal. And, obviously not only did Twitter and Facebook suppress that story, but when it happened, the major media also downplayed it and hid the story from people to the point where a huge number of Democrat voters didn't know about it. And it's also the Tara Reid scandal where, Biden was credibly accused of sexual assault by a former employee.
Tara Reid, as I understand it, it's kind of ruined her life.
It doesn't surprise me because she dared come out and say things the media didn't want. And so you get dragged through, the gutter when that happens.
Yeah.
Then was also Kamala Harris, according to an independent group, Harris was the most liberal senator in the U.S., and, that means even more liberal than Bernie Sanders.
Wow.
None of these stories came out. None of this was a focus of news media very much. And so the result was, Biden voters overwhelmingly didn't know about them. And so when asked about them, in battleground states, it would have affected the election to the point where Trump would have gotten 311 electoral votes. I mean, that's a romp, basically. He would have all the close states he would have won, and he would have, obviously, we wouldn't be even talking about Biden at this point.
Yeah.
Then we looked at stories that they suppressed about Trump that made Trump look good. The stuff like the fact that the man's been, nominated for a couple different Nobel Peace Prizes now because of his efforts in the Mideast peace. Unprecedented efforts in the Mideast peace, talk about the good economy, and you just go down the line of all these different, examples of things that made Trump look good. Well, the Biden voters would have delivered 295 electoral votes, so not quite as good as the other stories, but still a obvious, easy win for the president. And so, when you look at the news media, they ran a 4-year disinformation campaign against the President of the United States.
Yeah.
4-year long. They falsely claimed that he was essentially a traitor, that he was a Russian operative. I mean, the Russian collusion thing, is not just an allegation that Russia was involved. It's an allegation that he was in the employ or in the control of a foreign power. Now, they didn't use traitor all that often. They didn't, but basically that's what they were saying. Well, we execute traitors for stuff like that. I mean, and that's what they were doing for 4 years. For 4 years, they told the American public that he was worse than Hitler, that he did this. He never even got us into a new war. Yeah, I mean, no matter how much you like different presidents, you look back, presidents all the time got us into new wars. Trump didn't get us into new wars. Trump got us, you know, a strong economy until the virus hit, and even after the virus hit, the unemployment numbers have recovered to the point where they were exactly where they were when Obama ran for re-election and won.
Wow.
But the media told us, I mean, it was 7.9%. And then, so leading into the election, the media kept saying, oh, well, the numbers are really worse. It's going to be bad because they tried to downplay it the first month after the election. So, but the first number after the election, which happened like a few days later, dropped unemployment numbers down to 6.9%.
Wow.
Now, it's still not as good as it was earlier for Trump, but that it just shows you the drumbeat of negative news that is just false.
I want to give a personal anecdote here. I work out at a gym where we have access to a little TV, you know, within the machine itself, and there's probably about 12 channels available. And I've learned in the last year or so, if you just spend half a minute on MSNBC, you don't have to waste any time watching that because the, you know, 24/7, it seems, all their message is orange man bad. I mean, it's just everything about Trump is bad. But talk about this Hunter Biden scandal, because I don't think people realize the extent of that and how important that story is, especially if Biden does become the president-elect. I mean, he's projected president-elect, but that's another thing. The media is making out like this whole election is all over. It was all fair and square. End of story. Nothing to see here. Let's move on.
Well, before I get to Hunter Biden, just to follow up that last point, you know, Stacey Abrams in 2018 said that she had the election stolen from her in Georgia. I guess it was at Andrew Gillum in Florida, who was Democratic governor, also lost in a close race prior to his sex scandal.
Yeah.
You know, he also said that he had his election stolen. Now, Gillum disappeared, again, see the sex scandal mentioned above, but Stacey Abrams continued to run around for 2 years, continues to run around now, saying that she had her election stolen. She only reluctantly admitted that, you know, technically she lost, but you can find this big New York Times story saying, you know, quoting her, talking about how she continues to say she had the election stolen. She's not treated as crazy. She's treated as legitimate and righteous. You know, Hillary Clinton in 2016, she still says her election was stolen. Yeah, she's treated as righteous and wronged by Orange Man Bad. Then Trump raises questions, frankly, questions that the press had been raising for 15 years. That, you know, questions about electronic voting. Go back to 2004 or 2008, where they're talking about black box voting. Go talk about Diebold when they were concerned about the ownership of Diebold. Heck, go back to 2019, so it may seem like a long time ago, but it's not, and you can find MSNBC raising questions about Dominion voting.
Wow.
But suddenly, when it's Donald Trump raising the questions that the left and the press have raised for years, suddenly now it's a bad thing. You're not allowed to do it. You should accept the results. You know, accept the results of the 2020 election when the media never accepted the results of the 2016 election. I mean, remember, after the election happened in 2016, and this is really important to remember, the media went around encouraging faithless electors. By that, for people who don't remember how the system works, you know, when you vote, you basically end up electing electors to go to Washington to cast your vote for your state. And they were encouraging people to reject what they were told to vote for and to vote for Hillary Clinton so that Trump wouldn't be able to take office. And that was a serious attempt pushed by the media. Remember, they also pushed, I can't even think of his name now, the bogus Bill Kristol candidate trying to win Utah, to take Utah away so
David
that
French?
Trump couldn't win as well.
David French?
Well, yeah, no, the one came after French, because French ended up dropping out. But the other bogus one, you know.
Whatever.
And so they promoted him again to try to stop Trump. This is So now that they're angry, oh, Trump's saying this was the fix. Look, I want free and open, legitimate elections. I want every legal vote to count. I think we all should. But that means if you change the rules at the last minute and you don't run, you know, don't have those as constitutional rules, they don't count. That means if the votes arrive too late, they don't count. That means they're still finding votes. This is just astonishing. There were, I can't remember what congressional race it was in, but somebody found 55 votes yesterday. What? Well, that doesn't sound like it matters, except, of course, the race, the congressional race that they found them in, I think is decided by like a dozen votes right now.
Whoa!
So those 55 votes that were magically discovered are going to probably alter the potential election. How is it possible that this stuff is going on? Some of it's incompetence. We all accept that. We don't have a national election system. We have, hundreds or possibly more likely thousands of different local election boards and stuff, and some of them are good and some of them have no idea what they're doing. But still, some of that is also corruption.
Yeah.
And when you have witnesses telling you that things happened, ordinarily the press would cover them if, of course, it was the left complaining about it. But since it's people who are complaining about it to benefit Trump, it doesn't exist. We're just going to hide it from people.
Hmm. Dan, you mentioned the Florida election of 2018, where Andrew Gillum could have gotten in. I just want to say I am so grateful as a Floridian. This is being recorded in Broward County. That Ron DeSantis is our governor. During this time of COVID-19, we've seen the difference between tyrannical governors versus freedom-loving governors. Ron DeSantis is one of the freedom-loving governors. And I personally, on a day off, I went down to the place in Broward County where Brenda Snipes, then the supervisor of elections, had her thing. And there were all these protesters outside, conservative protesters, who were concerned that they were finding boxes, or they were going to be finding boxes with, ballots. Oh, look, there's more ballots here for Andrew Gillum. You know, pull one of those kinds of things. And thankfully, DeSantis was and is the governor, and he's done a marvelous, marvelous job. Going back to the Hunter Biden thing, though, because I think this is really important to remember. Somewhere I read a statistic along the lines of that 15% or so of the Democrat voters would have changed their mind.
It's 17%.
17%. Okay, yeah, elaborate on that. That's an amazing statistic.
Yeah, there was basically 17% would have recanted because of the people who didn't know. I mean, that's of the people who didn't know about the Hunter Biden scandal. Remember, we had in our polling, we found something like 1 in 3 Democrats didn't know about the Hunter Biden scandal.
What?
Because, again, it was the New York Post broke this story. Twitter and Facebook censored the story,
yeah.
And it's a story about Hunter Biden being, having ties to Ukraine, getting paid in Ukraine, allegedly ties to China, particularly noteworthy ties to China, because, of course, he, according to news reports, he was alleged to be pimping out his dad. And cutting deals, and that some of the money was going to his father. So those are noteworthy allegations. It doesn't make them true, but I mean, ordinarily allegations against a presidential candidate sort of make news. Instead, Twitter silenced the New York Post for 17 days, and Facebook silenced the story, even though it hadn't gone through their fact-check process that everything has to go through to get silenced.
Yeah.
To the point where their left-wing fact-checking organization, the International Fact-Checking Network, criticized Facebook for not having any standards for fact-checking.
Wow. All right, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us, Dan Gaynor, mrc.org. All the best, Dan. Thanks, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, and take care.
Okay, bye-bye.